Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's really nice to see you all. Isn't it good just to get together, just as friends, just as church family, to worship, to encourage each other, to be friends, to do life together? It's such a precious gift, isn't it? And it's such a wonderful thing. We are in the middle of our series called Love Your Church. There it is. And we are up to the session which talks about what it is to serve. So today is all about serving. Now, at the front here, I have set up some objects. And what I'd like you to do is, during the Bible reading, I'd like you to reflect on these objects. I want you to look at them and reflect and meditate upon them. And see what speaks to you. I especially want you to think about these two questions. How does Jesus serve his followers? So thinking about the objects and listening to the Bible reading. How does Jesus serve his followers? And therefore, how does Jesus serve us? So what objects do we have here? Well, we have a net, fishing net, maybe. We have a basket of fish. Filled with fish. There's our little fish here. There he is. We have a basket of fish. We have a fishing net, a basket of fish. We have some bread. Tesco pita bread, 50p. Only the best for you guys. So we have some bread. And we have an animal skin drum. It's a bit vague, this one. Apologies. I was going to dress up as a sheep. But I thought that might be a bit weird. So what I've done is I brought an animal-skinned drum instead. And yes, I have got the manger out from the Christmas store. The first time it's been on the stage in July ever, I think. But you have an animal-skinned object. So I want you to reflect on these things. The fishing net, the basket of fish, the bread, and the animal-skinned drum. And I want you to ask these questions while you're listening to the reading. How does Jesus serve his followers? And therefore, how does Jesus serve us? I wonder what's going to come to you. I'm really excited to see. Shall we have our Bible reading, Simon? Thank you.
Good morning. This reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 21. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee, and this is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who it was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for it's stripped for work, jumped into the water and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the laden net to the shore, for they were only about 100 meters from shore. And when they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net wasn't torn. "Now, come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them with the bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he'd been raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied, "you know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said, "you know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. And then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Amen.
Thank you so much, Simon. So we could have the slide back up with those questions, please. I'm going to give you 30 seconds in silence to reflect. It's sometimes good to have thinking space. And then, if I'm honest, in 30 seconds, I'm going to ask you to turn to the people around you to see what they think. Okay, you don't have to. You can stay sat thinking if you wish. But I'd really like to engage you in some discussion, okay? So, reflect on the objects. You've heard the passage now. How does Jesus serve his followers? The net, the basket of fish, the bread, the animal-skinned drum. And how, therefore, does Jesus serve us? Take 30 seconds to reflect. If you want to refer to it, this passage is in John 21, so you might find that helpful. If you are willing, turn to the people around you and see what you've come up with. I'll give you 3 minutes to chat. Off you go.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. it's interesting. Yeah. When something comes up in conversation, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Okay. So what's going on here?
30 seconds, everyone, if you just want to round off your conversations. Okay, let's come back together. I hope you found that interesting and stimulating and helpful. I apologize if some of you found that difficult or felt like you've been put on the spot. I don't mean for that to happen, but sometimes it's good to do things a little bit differently. And it's really good to hear from other people. And there's so much wisdom, isn't there, to be had amongst our family here. Let me share with you a few of my own thoughts then. Firstly, the nets. Peter goes fishing with some of his friends. He's out all night. They don't catch a single fish. He's been out all night. And this is his livelihood, remember. And they've been out for hours and hours and thrown the net, and they've caught nothing. How tired and drained and frustrated and demoralized they must have been. But then Jesus from the shoreline calls out, "Have you caught anything? Throw the net to the other side." And they caught an enormous catch of fish. This is what I see when I think of the net. I see Jesus serving his friends. Firstly, with compassion. They've been out all night, then tired and exhausted and frustrated. And first, Jesus has compassion upon them. And then secondly, they haul in this enormous catch, and Jesus serves them with abundant generosity, because that is at his very heart, to give generously. But then through this, Jesus is demonstrating, I think, his infinite wisdom and power. And so he serves with compassion and generosity, but in his wisdom and power. Hannah's going to come and share something of her story. Well, how this might relate to her life, and how Jesus might also serve us with compassion, generosity, and with wisdom and power. Thank you, Hannah.
Right. So Simon's asked me to share a bit of my testimony of my casting my net onto the other side. So I do this hoping it's an encouragement to those.
There's Hannah, everyone. Good to see you all. Do you want to sit down or do you want to sit here? Shall I read it? Or shall I stand with you? Yeah? Okay. Simon has annoyingly asked... So he's asked
asked me to share a bit of my testimony to the casting of my net onto the other side. And I do this hoping it's an encouragement for those who are still waiting and wondering when nothing seems to be happening or changing in their life. As many of you know, we moved up here 17 years ago when I got a job as a violinist in the Halle Orchestra. This was an absolute dream come true, and it was a job I loved so much and ended up doing for 13 years. However, the last 4 or 5 years of that time became incredibly difficult. Taking on too much resulted in burnout and an unhealthy pursuit of perfectionism, which is partly needed in high-level performance. And it drifted into every area of my life, which meant I ended up developing a lot of anxiety. And those days became dark, with constant anxiety, panic attacks, and the weight of being made the main earner in the family. And the efforts of going to work each day meant I was drained, physically and emotionally. It continued for a number of years, and all that time praying whether I should be continuing, whether things might get better, but they didn't. And right when I thought I couldn't take any more of it was when I reached my lowest point. And what felt like the miraculous happened. The miraculous happened in the form of a job advert for a paid apprenticeship for primary school teaching. During all the time that I'd been struggling, I'd been looking for other things and had considered teaching, but this one advert stood out, and incidentally, a paid position like this hadn't come up before and hasn't been seen since. During a lot of prayer, which involved more tears and words, I had one of those moments where the Holy Spirit gave me such an immense sense of peace that this would be what I was supposed to do, to go for this interview. And in that moment of praying, I knew I would get it. Which isn't like me at all, as I'd lost all my confidence. In that moment, I was convinced this was absolutely where the Lord was leading me. This felt like the miraculous, and the moment that I was able to cast my net to the other side, moving on, following the Lord's lead in his timing. I would have loved him to have done it earlier to save me those years of difficulty. But I believe the newfound blessing and freedom I received tasted even greater, having spent the time in that struggle with the Lord. I have found joy in my new position. I've rediscovered my love for music, which I'd lost. I found an amazing outlet for creativity in my work and a blessing on my own violin playing in musical worship, which I'd never experienced to such an extent and which I'm so thankful for. I've found a physical and emotional healing, which has helped me to get my energy back to serve the Lord in a new season. Praise the Lord for his grace and generosity. Thank you, Hannah.
Just when Hannah felt at the end of herself, Jesus reached out to her. Said, throw your nets to the other side. And he provided for her and for us in abundant.
Sorry, I forgot I was using that mic before, wasn't I? Just when Hannah felt at the end of herself, Jesus reached out to her with compassion and asked her to throw her net to the other side and provided for her in an incredibly generous way in his wisdom and his power. See how Jesus serves us. Secondly, the basket filled with fish. One of the most beautiful lines, I think, in the Bible is this. Jesus saying to his friends, come and have breakfast. Isn't that beautiful? This is the guy who just helped them catch an enormous amount of fish. This is the Son of God, the Messiah and the Savior of the world. This is the risen Lord Jesus who just risen from the dead. And he says to his friends, come and have breakfast. Isn't that beautiful? Will, could you take one and pass it on? Everyone's going to take one of the fish from within the basket, please. I'll keep talking while it's being handed round. You see, Jesus says, come and have breakfast, because he serves his followers in relationship. Isn't that beautiful? That Jesus longs for a relationship with his friends. And you see, when he's having breakfast with them, he's caring for their practical needs. He's serving them because they're really tired and they're really hungry. He's providing for their practical needs and he's caring for them. But in that moment, and they're sat around the fire and they're having breakfast together, Jesus is serving them by being present, by listening to them, by speaking to them, by teaching and instructing them in relationship. And of course, Jesus' teaching and instruction is always for our good. It's always because God wants us to flourish and thrive in life. So for me, the basket of fish reminds me that Jesus serves in relationship. And he serves us in relationship too. And so, what's coming around in the basket is that invitation to you. Jesus says to you today, come and have breakfast. He wants to have a relationship with every single one of you. And he wants to care for your needs. He wants to listen to you. He wants to speak to you. And he wants to teach you and guide you for your good. It's really easy to neglect having breakfast with Jesus. It's really easy for other things to get in the way, for us to get too busy, for us to want to do some other things, and it's really easy for us to ignore Jesus' invitation to come and have breakfast with him, to come and be in relationship with him. But Jesus wants to serve you because he loves you in relationship. I'm hoping that you can take your piece of paper home with you, and I want you to place it somewhere where it reminds you every single day to come and have breakfast with Jesus, to take time to be with Jesus, to speak to him, to listen to him, to bring your needs and your burdens to him, because he cares for you and he wants to have a relationship with you. So secondly, Jesus serves in relationship. Thirdly, the bread. Jesus would have given his friends the bread with nail-scarred hands. This is the resurrected Lord Jesus. And he would have broken the bread. Surely a reminder of his body broken on the cross and risen again. Jesus serves in sacrifice. Jesus serves in sacrifice. He pays the greatest cost, giving up his very life to save others. And on that cross, he serves us and his friends by bringing us, of course, salvation. Paying the price that we could not pay ourselves so that we could come back into that wonderful new relationship with God. And so in serving in sacrifice and giving them the bread, Jesus assures them of their salvation. But this is the risen Lord Jesus serving with now scarred hands. He has risen from the dead. And he has risen in victory. Victory over sin and victory over death. And so he serves us today by serving us the bread and says, your salvation is assured and your victory is secure. But he serves in sacrifice. Thank you. Never lose the wonder of the cross. When you are struggling in life, remember the cross because Jesus struggled. When you're suffering, remember the cross because Jesus has suffered. When things aren't going your way, when you're feeling a bit rejected or hurt, remember the cross. Jesus has been rejected and hurt. And so when you're going through those things, Jesus stands right there with you. And he knows what you're going through because he's been through it too, and he's been through it for you. Never lose sight of Jesus serving you in sacrifice. So Jesus serves with compassion and abundant generosity in his wisdom and power. He serves in relationship. And he serves in sacrifice, assuring us of salvation and securing our victory. And lastly, he turns to Simon Peter and he serves Simon Peter by giving Simon Peter divine purpose. Wow. Simon Peter's life is filled with purpose and meaning. Simon Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Simon Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Simon Peter, do you love me? Take care of my sheep. Three times. Just before Jesus died on the cross, Simon Peter rejected Jesus three times. As the cock crowed, he said that he never knew him. He was ashamed of being known as Jesus' follower out of fear. But Jesus gives Simon Peter divine purpose out of redemptive grace. Simon Peter must have felt so ashamed of how he'd rejected knowing Jesus before the cross. He must have felt, no, Lord Jesus, I'm not worthy to serve you in this way. But Jesus says, no, my grace is enough. My love and grace covers you in all of your weaknesses and all of your mistakes. Now go and serve me. And he gives him divine purpose and divine meaning for his life. And that's how he serves us too. Jesus calls every single one of us to serve him. And even when we mess up, there is grace for us there. And so on this theme of serving, I think, firstly, Jesus gives us this incredible model of what it is to serve. And it's so wonderful how he serves his followers and how he serves us. How do we serve? With compassion and generosity, trusting in the wisdom and power of God. How do we serve? We serve in relationship, caring for each other's needs, listening, speaking, teaching and encouraging one another. How do we serve? In sacrifice, being willing to give up costly things for the good of others and for the glory of God. And we do so assured of our salvation and secure in victory in Jesus. How do we serve? We serve with that sense of divine purpose, knowing that we are covered by God's redeeming grace. Why? This is the how. Why? Why should we bother? Why does Jesus serve us? Would anyone like to shout out an answer? Why does Jesus serve us? Anybody? Because he loves us. Wow, isn't that amazing? We are loved eternally with a love that is perfect and unchanging and unfailing. Wow. Jesus loves us so much. So why serve? Because we love him. That's why Jesus says to Peter, Simon Peter, do you love me? Then go and serve me. I'm going to be honest. I don't like the title of our series. In my opinion, it shouldn't be Love Your Church. It should be Love His Church, because it's not ours, it's His. And we serve because we love Him. It breaks my heart when we get so caught up in what we want out of church and we come bitter or negative because we're not getting what we want out of it. Or if we struggle in our relationship with God because it's not going as I want it to, or I'm not getting out of this relationship what I expected. It breaks my heart. He loves us. He's loved us first. And so we serve because we love him. And we serve his church because it's his. It's not mine, it's his. And so today, as we're thinking about serving, Jesus asks you this question. Do you love me? Serve me. Do you love me? Serve my church. Do you love me? Serve my world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Let's take a moment in quiet to reflect.
Lord Jesus, we worship you. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for showing us what it is to serve. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you've shown us that we are to serve with compassion and with generosity, trusting in your wisdom and power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you've shown us that we are to serve in relationship, caring for one another. And we are to serve in sacrifice, being prepared to give up that which is valuable to ourselves for the good of others. And thank you that you've given us a divine purpose to our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much, for loving us so deeply, for loving us so well. Help us, Lord Jesus, to love you more. And help us to take up the call that you give each of us to serve you, to serve your church, and to serve your world.